I stayed sober 3 months after that experience, going to some AA meetings. Then I drank again. A few months later, I was back in the treatment program, not as sick this time, and I stayed sober for 3 more months. Then I went on a 10-day binge. I was filled with fear and I couldn't walk. I had to crawl to make it to the bathroom. I eventually cleaned myself up and managed to work. Then a Thanksgiving party on the job started me back drinking every day through Christmas. I was laid off after that. Then I really got down to some serious drinking. By mid-January, I was having hallucinations that would not go away. I called a residential treatment program and said I wanted help. They told me I could be admitted in 3 days. I drank to maintain for those 3 days. Amazingly, I knew that once I got to the program, my drinking would be over. One of my daughters drove me to the program and helped me fill out the paperwork. I almost fell down going into the building. My hallucinations began again, and the staff moved me to a room with a padded floor they called the TV room. I began to think I was in prison and these guys wanted to kill me. When they opened the door to the room, I ran for a window down the hall, thinking I would escape. They grabbed me, afraid I would try to jump through it. I kept hitting my shoulder against the wall, trying to break out, and picked at nails with my fingertips until they were raw. The staff called the sheriff's department, and it took 3 deputies, 2 counselors, and 2 nurses to hold me down and give me a shot. Finally, I lay there quietly, ready to die like a man.